The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An increased police presence expected at mosques across America, especially in New York City, as well as in the United Kingdom, after a message turns up on social media calling for the assault of people today on April 3rd for what's called Punish a Muslim Day. It suggests people bomb a mosque, and it urges people to commit other various hate crimes against Muslims. Local community leaders gathering yesterday in many cities, including Brooklyn, New York, to condemn the memo. As tensions run high in Sacramento after a police shooting of an unarmed black man, the sheriff there says some of the people who've been protesting are not locals.
There are paid protesters and paid people to instigate.
Sheriff Scott Jones also says they've launched an investigation after one of his patrol vehicles struck a protester and then drove away back on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Oklahoma teachers continuing their walkout today. Thousands of them began it yesterday, calling for increased education funding as well as higher teacher salaries. Educators will be back at the state capitol in Oklahoma City today for more rallies and speeches and picketing. President Trump and the First Lady presided over the annual White House Easter egg roll yesterday.
It was supposed to be very rainy and nasty and cold and windy. And look what we have.
President Trump also welcoming many military families to the event and praising them, touting the recently signed omnibus bill and the funding for the military it holds.
Funding of our military was so important. Just think of $700 billion, because that's all going into our military this year.
For the second time in 3 years, Villanova is the NCAA men's basketball champion, beating Michigan last night 79-62. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The Trump administration now rolling back Obama-era rules for fuel efficiency standards in vehicles. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt saying the upcoming standards for vehicles made between 2022 and 2025 are not realistic. Those Obama-era rules were aiming to push average fuel efficiency to over 50 miles per gallon by 2025. Pruitt also questioning whether the state of California should be allowed to set higher fuel standards than the rest of the nation. He said it's in the country's interest to have a single national standard. A California boy is alive after being missing for hours in a drainage pipe. Officials say 13-year-old Jesse Hernandez was located early yesterday morning, about a mile from where he had last been seen on Sunday. Conscious and talking, he was transported to a hospital where he's receiving decontamination and further medical treatment. He'd been with friends in Griffith Park in L.A. on Sunday when he fell through a plank at an abandoned shack. He went about 25 feet down into a sewage pipe that leads to the river. And it turns out London's murder rate is higher than the murder rate in New York City for the first time in modern history. That's because of a rash of stabbings which left 15 people dead in February, one more than the Big Apple, the trend continuing into March. The two cities have similar populations. Last year, London had half the murders of New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Time is 8:08. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Well, we got through the snow. Now we got to get through the rain. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. It's overcast skies. 80% chance of precipitation today. Rain is possible around 11:15 in the morning. Weather Underground says for today, Tuesday, April 3rd, rain showers early will evolve into a more steady rain for the afternoon, a high of 44. Winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Showers this evening, then scattered thunderstorms developing overnight. How about that? One day snow and next day thunderstorms. A low of 41, winds light and variable. Chance of rain is 30%. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning tomorrow, then windy in the afternoon with overcast skies. Morning high of 66. Temperatures will be falling to near 50. Winds west-southwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. Now, let's see. We had 6 inches of rain, 6 inches of snow, quarter inch of rain, wet, mushy soil, and now 40 mile an hour winds. Might be time to start thinking about power outages. Thursday, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 47. Cloudy and occasional rain showers on Friday, 58. Cloudy skies and a few flurries and snow showers are possible on Saturday with a high of 42. And generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 45 on Sunday. Can't believe I'm going to be watching the Masters with snow flurries. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 35 in Kingwood, 34 in Frenchtown, 37 in Phillipsburg, 33 in Clinton, 35 in Tewksbury, and 35 in Long Valley. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio with
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. News of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An increased police presence expected at mosques across America, especially in New York City, as well as in the United Kingdom, after a message turns up on social media calling for the assault of people today on April 3rd for what's called Punish a Muslim Day. It suggests people bomb a mosque, and it urges people to commit other various hate crimes against Muslims. Local community leaders gathering yesterday in many cities, including Brooklyn, New York, to condemn the memo. As tensions run high in Sacramento after a police shooting of an unarmed black man, the sheriff there says some of the people who've been protesting are not locals.
There are paid protesters and paid people to instigate.
Sheriff Scott Jones also says they've launched an investigation after one of his patrol vehicles struck a protester and then drove away back on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Oklahoma teachers continuing their walkout today. Thousands of them began it yesterday, calling for increased education funding as well as higher teacher salaries. Educators will be back at the state capitol in Oklahoma City today for more rallies and speeches and picketing. President Trump and the First Lady presided over the annual White House Easter egg roll yesterday.
It was supposed to be very rainy and nasty and cold and windy. And look what we have.
President Trump also welcoming many military families to the event and praising them, touting the recently signed omnibus bill and the funding for the military it holds.
Funding of our military was so important. Just think of $700 billion, because that's all going into our military this year.
For the second time in 3 years, Villanova is the NCAA men's basketball champion, beating Michigan last night 79-62. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The Trump administration now rolling back Obama-era rules for fuel efficiency standards in vehicles. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt saying the upcoming standards for vehicles made between 2022 and 2025 are not realistic. Those Obama-era rules were aiming to push average fuel efficiency to over 50 miles per gallon by 2025. Pruitt also questioning whether the state of California should be allowed to set higher fuel standards than the rest of the nation. He said it's in the country's interest to have a single national standard. A California boy is alive after being missing for hours in a drainage pipe. Officials say 13-year-old Jesse Hernandez was located early yesterday morning, about a mile from where he had last been seen on Sunday. Conscious and talking, he was transported to a hospital where he's receiving decontamination and further medical treatment. He'd been with friends in Griffith Park in L.A. on Sunday when he fell through a plank at an abandoned shack. He went about 25 feet down into a sewage pipe that leads to the river. And it turns out London's murder rate is higher than the murder rate in New York City for the first time in modern history. That's because of a rash of stabbings which left 15 people dead in February, one more than the Big Apple. The trend continuing into March. The two cities have similar populations. Last year, London had half the murders of New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Time is 8:08. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Well, we got through the snow. Now we got to get through the rain. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. It's overcast skies. 80% chance of precipitation today. Rain is possible around 11:15 in the morning. Weather Underground says for today, Tuesday, April 3rd, rain showers early will evolve into a more steady rain for the afternoon, a high of 44, winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Showers this evening, then scattered thunderstorms developing overnight. How about that? One day snow, and next day thunderstorms. A low of 41, winds light and variable, chance of rain is 30%. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning tomorrow, then windy in the afternoon with overcast skies. Morning high of 66. Temperatures will be falling to near 50. Winds west-southwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. Now, let's see. We had 6 inches of rain, 6 inches of snow, quarter inch of rain, wet, mushy soil, and now 40-mile-an-hour winds. Might be time to start thinking about power outages. Thursday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, 47. Cloudy and occasional rain showers on Friday, 58. Cloudy skies and a few flurries and snow showers are possible on Saturday, with a high of 42. And generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, 45 on Sunday. Can't believe I'm going to be watching the Masters with snow flurries. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 35 in Kingwood, 34 in Frenchtown, 37 in Phillipsburg, 33 in Clinton, 35 in Tewksbury, and 35 in Long Valley. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
To the music. Good morning, Hunterdon. Bixie here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, Oh, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Bridgeport Chamber of Commerce, we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, not a bad day. It is World Party Day, and it's Have Fun at Work Day. Something you should do pretty much every day. I mean, what's the whole point of getting up if every day, 8 hours, 10 hours of your life is drained because you're not enjoying yourself? So, find a way to enjoy yourself. And leaders, business people, bosses, managers, administrators, find a way to make it more fun at work. It's important. Welcome to Tuesday. It's April 3rd. What a wacky weather environment we've got. Snow, thunderstorms, more snow, rain, wind. How about just plain old basic San Diego sunny? We could do with that for just a little bit. Just, I'd like to be bored for just a little bit, if you don't mind. Well, we got some traffic to get to. Going to the traffic desk, find out what's happening there. And turns out we got a lot of things that came on the list here. So you can get the traffic alerts that I do from Hart. And they'll send the alerts via email. And when you do that, you can pick the roads and the areas that you'd like to receive alerts about. Local, county, state, and interstate roads. Had you done that, you would have learned at 6:10 this morning, 78 both directions, exit 40, Watchung, westbound delays due to a motor vehicle accident. There are reports of a disabled vehicle, eastbound delays due to rubbernecking. 6:10 this morning. Later on, there was still an accident. Left lane was closed, 5 to 10 minute delays, and eastbound delays still due to rubbernecking. That was at 6:26. And that left lane is still closed as of 6:52 because of that accident. Route 78 eastbound exit 17, delays due to a motor vehicle accident. Reports of a disabled vehicle in the left lane. That was at 7:50 this morning. And the Pittstown Road, Sydney Road, Clinton, delays due to a motor vehicle accident and construction between Sydney Road and Walmart Plaza as 7:52 this morning. That's what's going on right now. Drive safe. Drive sound. Good morning, Hunterdon. No distractions. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Radio Traffic. So what is going on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. We have no Michelle Heide. She's laughing at us somewhere in Arizona at this point. Oh, my goodness. And we're going to give a ring to Carrie Fellows, find out what's going on with her. We had her head down working on grants last week. We talked to her about that and a little bit more about what's happening over at the commission and art commission and culture. So we'll find out what's going on with Carrie Fellows a little later on today. The rest of the show, that eclectic mix of news, information, trivia, history, and all that. At 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today, where I stay here and I talk to you about technology. Some unique things coming our way that I'll talk to you about. Pretty interesting stuff. One of them is a potential replacement for Wi-Fi, something that's ubiquitous in our world right now. And we might have a way of killing that off and making it more secure. We'll find out. After Tech Today, we do the Staying Young show. Show dedicated to medical information, advice. So they talk all about what's happening there. Following that, we got La Salud Mental Importa. It's Lauren Feliciano. She talks to us in Spanish all about NAMI of Hunterdon and brain injuries, brain illness, and all the information that you need to help yourself and or your loved ones with that information. Front Lines of Freedom, a show dedicated to military personnel and veterans. Retired Colonel Lieutenant Colonel Danny Gillum and his friends all talk about what's happening in the military on Front Lines of Freedom. Teachable Moments in Business. I think Vicki Lig Morgan is back from her excursion down in Florida, so looking forward to having Vicki back to teach us more about what we need to do in business to make our business better. Mr. Joe Peters is on doing Real Estate Matters at 55 plus. Joe Peters brings us insight into the real estate market, the economy in the local area. Plus, he also talks about what it's like and what you should be doing to revamp your life after the age of double nickels. Our life is not over when we hit the quote-unquote senior status, whatever that means, because they change the number all the time. But Joe gives you insight into the fact that just because you turn 55 or you're older doesn't mean that life stops. In fact, for many people, life just begins. So Joe gives you all sorts of great insight into that and all the different fantastic options and opportunities that are available to you. And then 1 hour of great music from Randazzler's musical journey. Greg Randazzo comes in and plays 50s to 90s music that he loved and learned as a kid and puts it into a little theme for you. One of those might be Sam Cooke, because it's World Party Day. Sam might be on Mr. Randazzo's list. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
We're having a party, dancing to the music.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Everybody's doing a brand. All right. Grand Funk Railroad helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day for April. April 3rd, to be specific. Where are we? It's National African American Women's Fitness Month, National Autism Awareness Month, National Cancer Control Month, National Child Abuse Prevention Month, National Card and Letter Writing Month. Vicki Lynn tells us all about how to break through the ice of the noise and getting to your customers. Cards and letters now, handwritten. It's so unique and so unusual that people take notice. It's National Decorating Month. It's National Exchange Club Child Abuse Prevention Month. National DNA and Genomics, a Stem Cell Education and Awareness Month. Donate Life Month. National Facial Protection Month. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month. National Garden Month. I don't know how we're going to garden with all the snow and rain, but we'll do our best. National Heartworm Awareness Month. National Humor Month. National Kite Month. Might be pretty easy to do tomorrow with 40-mile-an-hour winds. National Lawn Care Month. National Licorice Month. Anybody get that for Easter yesterday or 2 days ago? It is the third, and we got Paws, Pooper Scooper Week, Bat Appreciation Week, the nocturnal animal, not the wooden device for baseball, Golden Rule Week, Laugh at Work Week, Medication Safety Week, National Blue Ribbon Week, National Public Health Week, National Window Safety Week, Testicular Cancer Awareness Week, World Hula Week, Explore Your Career Options Week, and tomorrow we start Hate Week. Unfortunately, it looks like we're starting that today because of that crazy memo that's out there. For today, it is Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day. It's Find a Rainbow Day. It is Pony Express Day, Tweed Day, Weed Out Hate Day, World Party Day, National File Score Day, National Sexual Assault Awareness Day of Action, and it's Fun Dance Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Time for a little vitamin C. Let's see what's going on out there. Vitamin C comes from the Good News Network, published on the 2nd. Now, cancer is an unfortunate occurrence in our lives. We know it's one of the things that constantly affects us and almost a majority of us. And then beyond that, there's nothing even more discerning, more depressing, more concerning than pediatric cancer. Watching kids struggling with something that's inhibiting their life and not allowing them to grow to be too old and prosper like most of us is just overwhelming. Well, we might have an answer to all that. There's a drug with 93% success rate for pediatric cancers and gets an FDA breakthrough status. First of its kind drug targeting a fused gene found in many types of cancer. Was effective in 93% of pediatric patients tested. Most cancer drugs are targeted to specific organs or locations in the body. Larotrectinib is the first cancer drug to receive FDA breakthrough therapy designation for patients with a specific fusion of two genes in the cancer cell. No matter what cancer type, said researchers at UT Southwestern's Simmons Center, Cancer Center. Let me try that again. So said the researchers at the University of Utah Southwestern's Simmons Cancer Center. In some cancers, a part of the TRK gene has become attached to another gene, which is called a fusion. When this occurs, it leads to the TRK gene being turned on when it's not supposed to be, and that causes the cells to grow uncontrollably. What's unique about the drug is that it's very selective. It only blocks TRK receptors, said lead author Dr. Ted Leitch, who's the assistant professor of pediatrics. So, larotrectinib targets TRK fusions, which can occur in many types of cancer, while the TRK fusions occur in only a small percentage of common adult cancers. They occur frequently in some rare pediatric cancers, such as infantile fibrosarcoma, cellular congenital mesoblastic, nephroma, and papillary thyroid cancer. So every patient with a TRK fusion, positive solid tumor, treated on this study had their tumor shrink. The nearly universal response rate seen with larotrectinib is unprecedented, said Dr. Leitch. Among them was a 13-year-old Brianna Ayala of El Paso, who aspires to a career in fashion design. In 2016, Brianna was found to have a rare tumor in her abdomen wrapped around her aorta, the largest artery in the body. Surgeons in her hometown said it would be too dangerous to operate, so her family brought Brianna to Children's Health in Dallas, where surgeons had to remove portions of her aorta while removing most of the tumor. But the cancer started to grow again, and no further treatments were available. Dr. Leitch sent her tumor for genetic testing and found that Brianna's cancer had the TRK fusion, meaning the new drug might help. Brianna enrolled in the Phase 1 clinical trial of larotrectinib and began taking the drug twice a day. Within weeks, her pain and the swelling in her abdomen diminished, and scans showed her tumors had shrunk significantly. Nearly 2 years later, Brianna is back in school and playing with her dog Goofy and the family's 7 parakeets. She's also been able to pick up her sketch pad and her dreams of a New York City fashion career. These are the kinds of amazing responses we've seen with larotrectinib, said Dr. Leitch, and this is why I'm so excited about it. The results of the larotrectinib trial is adult patients is 75% success rate when were published last month in the New England Journal of Medicine. The TRK fusion mutation can be present in many types of cancers, including lung, colon, thyroid, and breast cancer, as well as certain pediatric tumors. TRK, short for, I'm having enough trouble with the name itself. Tropomyosin receptor kinase, or kinase, is a gene that plays a key role in brain and nervous system development and has a limited role in nervous system functions, such as regulating pain in later life. Larotrectinib belongs to a class of molecules known as kinase inhibitors, which work by cutting back on the enzymatic activity of a key cellular reaction. The selectivity of the drug means it does not cause the severe side effects associated with many traditional cancer treatments, and none of the patients with TRK fusions had to quit the study because of a drug-induced side effect. Equally important, the response was long-lasting for most patients. For some of the targeted drugs in the past, many patients responded initially, but then resistance developed quickly. To date, the response of this drug seemed to be durable in most patients. Next step in the research is a clinical trial involving a similar drug for those patients who developed resistance. Dr. Leitch will be the national leader for that clinical trial in children. We finally might have a breakthrough. We finally might be able to put some of this to bed. And then because that might be resolved, we can then move on to some of the more unique and more obtuse cancers. That's just great news. Very good news. That's vitamin C for a lot of relieved people for today. All right, we're running a little late. We're going to do celebrity birthdays a little later on. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
I've got a lot of memories.
Good
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An increased police presence expected at mosques across America, especially in New York City, as well as in the United Kingdom, after a message turns up on social media calling for the assault of people today on April 3rd for what's called Punish a Muslim Day. It suggests people bomb a mosque, and it urges people to commit other various hate crimes against Muslims. Local community leaders gathering yesterday in many cities, including Brooklyn, New York, to condemn the memo. As tensions run high in Sacramento after a police shooting of an unarmed black man, the sheriff there says some of the people who've been protesting are not locals.
There are paid protesters and paid people to instigate.
Sheriff Scott Jones also says they've launched an investigation after one of his patrol vehicles struck a protester and then drove away back on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
All right, it's time for the investment update. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Michelle is laughing at us, I believe, in Arizona somewhere. And so we'll do the markets investment update without her. The markets had another down day yesterday, a fairly significant one. The Dow fell 458 points, 1.9%. NASDAQ down 193 points at 2.74%. It's under 7,000 now, 6870. It's hard to even say under 7,000 when 5,000 was an unrealistic goal over the last 18 years. And the S&P is at 2581. It fell 58.99, down 2.23%. The world markets, Japan is down a little less than 0.5%. The Hong Kong stock market is up 1/3. London is fairly flat, 0.11%. And Germany's down 0.2%. Big movers yesterday, Humana, 4.42%. United Health Group up 1.5%. Scana Corp up 1.3%. McDonald's up 0.86%. And Discover up 0.75%. Not a lot of movement on the high side, given the craziness of the market yesterday. Nectar Therapeutics is down 7%. Concho Resources down 6.5%. Tyson Foods, the chicken folks, 6.22% down. Intel Corp fell 6%, and Advanced Auto Parts fell 5.5%. Commodities, oil is at $63.22. Gas is at $2.69. Gold is at $1,343. It fell 0.25%. Silver is at $16.58, down 0.5%. And corn is at $387.25. Best sectors to be in: health services, retail, trade, technology services, and finance. Worst sectors to be in: consumer non-durables and energy minerals. What's going on in the headlines that's going to affect the market open today? U.S. markets are off to a disastrous start in the second quarter amid concerns over trade and President Don Trump's attacks on Amazon. The Dow Industrial fell 1.9% on Monday. The S&P fell 2.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 2.7%. Investors are worried about the possibility of a trade war between the United States and China, and they were unsettled by Beijing's announcement of new tariffs on U.S. goods. Meanwhile, tweets from Trump hit new tech stocks. The president accused Amazon of taking advantage of the U.S. Postal Service, causing the online retailer stock to drop 5%. Tesla, Netflix, and Cisco all dropped by at least 4%. The VIX, the volatility index that we've talked about, jumped more than 15% on Monday, and the fear and greed index dropped further into extreme fear territory. I don't know what the VIX is at right now. That would be very interesting to know, because the VIX is a measure of options. It's at 23.62, much lower than it's been recent, but we had it at significant low levels back during the crazy recession. The VIX was in the 80s, which was unheard of. Anytime it crosses 20, you start to get a little concerned, and we're at 23. So there's a good reason to have some thought about it. Global markets, major indexes in Asia fell more than 1% on Tuesday morning before recovering much of their losses later in the day. European stock market dipped with some major indexes down 1% or 2% as trading resumed after the holiday. Spotify is expected to go public today in an unusual IPO process that has analysts effectively throwing up their hands about what to expect. Unlike traditional IPOs, Spotify will not raise new capital. Instead, it will simply list existing shares directly on the New York Stock Exchange without relying on underwriters to help assess demand and set a price. That's actually a pretty cool idea. It's always been that the IPO process has always had the insiders getting a win, and then everybody else jumps in too late. The insiders pull their money out, and everybody else gets stuck with the hole in the bag. Here, we're just going to throw everything on the market and see how it goes. And the volatility of that should be insane. Be very interesting to see what that's going to look like for the first couple of hours, even the first day. Fox, Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox, is making a new pitch to win approval for its planned takeover of British broadcaster Sky. The UK competitors and markets authority published two new proposals from 21st Century Fox on Tuesday that as designed to address the regulators' concerns that the purchase would give Murdoch family too much control over UK media. The first proposal would see 21st Century Fox selling Sky News business to Disney. According to 21st Century Fox, Disney's wants to get its hand on Sky News. Whether or not its planned $52 billion purchase of a big chunk of 21st Century Fox is successful. Under the second proposal, Sky News would be legally separated from the rest of Sky in a bid to ensure the editorial independence. Dave & Buster's will release earnings after the U.S. close today. Auto sales data will be published by the Commerce Department at 2 p.m. Wednesday is ADP National Employment Report. February trade deficit is on Thursday, and the jobs report is on Friday. So how are we faring in the markets pre-market right now? So far in the green, but we call that the bounce. The Dow is up 149, the NASDAQ 65, and the S&P up 18. CBS is up 2.15, NVIDIA Corp 1.9, Robert Half International 1.7, Illumina is up 1.5, and Analog Devices, I guess in response to Intel, is up 1.5. CME Group is down 3.7. Jacobs Engineering is down 1.2. Western Union is down 1.2. Constellation Brands is down 0.9, and Union Pacific is down 0.8. Bonds and interest rates. The 10-year Treasury has gone up 0.02 to 2.75%, and the 30-year is just under 3. 2.99%. It's gone up to 0.02% or 0.02%. So there you have it. That is the investment update. We'll catch you again tomorrow. It'll be very interesting to hear how Spotify does. That's a very unique situation. Volatile for the second quarter. We're starting second quarter earnings season soon. We'll see what happens. We didn't have a very good first quarter, and we don't seem to be starting off with a very good second quarter either. So be interesting to see how we're going to flex ourselves out of this. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon. It's Doris Day's birthday. We'll be right back.
Pillow talk. Pillow talk. Another night of hearing myself talk. Talk, talk, talk. Wonder how it would be to have someone to pillow talk with me. I wonder how. I wonder who. Pillow talk. Pillow talk. Another night of being alone with pillow talk. When.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter, and we have Stephanie Stevens on the line, and we always talk with her every 2 weeks about history in Hunterdon County. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
It's a beautiful day out there, and it's just so nice. But let's talk about something about some of the historic churches we have in Hunterdon County. And probably one of the very most historic is the Dutch Reformed Church at the village of Reddington.
Now, where is that located, Stephanie?
Well, it's in Reddington Township, and it's down in the village of Reddington, close to actually we're quite close to the Somerset County border.
Okay.
And we find that Somerset and Hunterdon, and that area of Hunterdon, were both pretty much settled by the Dutch. And, of course, these Dutch had originally come over from New York and into Monmouth County and then right up the Raritan River into Somerset County in the late 1600s and into Hunterdon County in the very early 1700s. And, of course, these people at that time were always very religious, and their church came with them. So we find that in North Branch, which is almost a stone's throw from the village of Reddington, that by 1719 they had established a little church, which, of course, by that time wasn't a great big edifice. It was a nice little log church. By 1738, the church had moved up to the village of Reddington, where it is still there today. On that, of course, the first sermon, interestingly enough, and this is great New Jersey history, interestingly enough, the first sermon was preached by Theodorus Jacobus Frelinghuysen. I think that's quite a famous name in the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
Not only were they ministers, but the Frelinghuysen family went on into the political world, and they served, I think, on every committee known to man in the political part of New Jersey. And we still have a Frelinghuysen from Morris County in the United States Senate. Yes, he's a senator on that. So he's been part of this very famous family since they came in the early 1700s. Okay, we had the three pastors. The first one, of course, was preached by Theodorus Jacobus Frelinghuysen, first sermon. The second was a son called John Frelinghuysen. And the third pastor, very interesting, was Dr. Jacob Roosten Hardenberg. Now, Hardenberg was pastor during the Revolutionary time. And he not only was pastor of the church at Reddington, but he rode circuit to Somerville and to Bedminster, where, of course, Dutch Reformed churches had been established. He was such a strong patriot. As a matter of fact, all the Dutch Reformed clergy were very strong patriots during the Revolutionary War. But this one was just quite a character. He preached such strong sermons, patriotic sermons, that indeed he had a price on his head from the British. They put 100 pounds on the head of Dr. Hardenberg. Should he be captured, anybody who captured him would have received 100 pounds. And so here he was riding circus to preach his sermons in, as I said, Somerville and up in Bedminster, as well as the village of Reddington, where he was stationed.
So I'm sensing that at that particular time, you're telling me we're pretty much mixing our patriotic duties and our religious together, kind of rising up the clients.
He was. I mean, yeah. Today you don't hear very many pastors or very many clergymen taking sides on political issues. Not very many of them, no matter where they are, what church they belong to, but he did, and okay. The Dutch did. They were very strongly patriotic, and of course, the Dutch settled mainly.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Yesterday, thousands of teachers in Kentucky stormed the state capitol, chanted and protested pension changes, education cuts, and what they feel is a general hostility towards public education. A teacher at the protest had strong words for Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin.
We're not something that you can put lobbyists over. We are the future. I mean, our students are the future, and they need to fund our future.
The Mexican government says it already deported 400 people who were part of a caravan of illegal immigrants